Unit 13, Retirement and Resignation. Dialogue 1.
The office is having a retirement party for Walter Wright next week.
Has he worked here a long time?
Well, I have been here for 15 years, and he was here when I came. Walter will have plenty of money when he retires. Money will not be a problem. He has his pension from here at work. He and his wife will both have their Social Security retirement, and he had a good savings program as well.
I don't think Walter's wife ever worked outside the home. Does she still qualify for Social Security?
Wives have the option of taking their own retirement from Social Security, or, as in the case of Walter's wife, they just get a certain percentage of their husband's retirement.
I know of people who have retirement from several different sources. Paul Haley was in the Navy for 20 years and so qualified for a retirement income there.
Does he have income from any other sources?
He taught school long enough to qualify for a retirement there, and then he was elected to public office and served for several years and is now getting a retirement income there as well.
I'm afraid my retirement income is not going to be very good. I haven't planned very well for the future. But I guess it's never too late. I had better do something about it.
Dialogue 2.
James, could you step into my office? I need to talk to you.
Sure, I'll be there as soon as I finish this job.
I don't mean in 10 minutes or half an hour. I mean right now.
Okay, what's the problem?
I'm afraid you're the problem, James.
What do you mean?
We're going to have to let you go, James.
Why? I'm the hardest working person here.
Well, you do seem to keep busy, but your work does not meet the quality that we require from our employees. Additionally, you don't work well with the other employees.
Well, some of those other guys are not the kind of people I'd choose for my friends, but if that's important to you, I'll make a point of getting along with them.
I'm afraid it's too late for that. We are downsizing our workforce, and you will be the first to leave.
I don't think that's fair.
We can give you the option of resigning rather than being terminated. If you resign, that will look better on your resume when you apply for another job. However, you would then not be eligible for unemployment benefits.
Boy, that's a tough choice. I'll have to think about that for a while.
All right. But let me know before the end of the day, because you won't be coming back here tomorrow.
Dialogue 3.
Mr. Hughes, I would like to give you a notice that I will be leaving the company effective the first of next month.
Brent, I'm very sorry to hear that.
I don't want you to think I haven't appreciated working for you, because I have. You have been a very good employer.
Then why are you leaving?
I've been offered a job with higher pay that also gives me the opportunity of moving up.
If you had talked to me first, we could have given you a raise.
You have been very good to me, Mr. Hughes, and I thought you might try to change my mind if I had spoken to you. Besides, this new job is more in my field of interest and training. It's something I've always wanted.
I guess all that I can say, then, is good luck. I wish the best for you. If you ever need a letter of recommendation, I would be happy to write one for you.
Dialogue 4. Brian, may I have a word with you?
Of course, Linda. What can I do for you?
This is difficult for me, because you and I have worked together for ages, but I've accepted a position at another company.
Linda! I wasn't even aware that you'd been scouting around. May I ask you why?
I want to make it clear that my decision is no reflection on Angel. I've learned a lot here, and I appreciate the opportunity I've been given here.
Is it what I've done or haven't done? This news really surprises me.
Brian, you've really been great to me, and I'm thankful that you've taken me under your wing and taught me so much.
I must admit that I'm still confused. If there's nothing wrong here, why are you leaving?
Well, I feel I've grown professionally as much as I can, and I need some new changes.
I see.
Were there any other reasons?
To be honest, the chances for advancement are good, and the money was just too good to turn down.
Linda, you know how much I value your work. Why didn't you come to me earlier so we could talk about it? We might have had a chance to top the other offer.
I'm sorry, Brian.
I suppose it's too late to make any sort of counteroffer.
I'm afraid so. The offer came out of the blue, and I had to make a choice immediately. It was the chance of a lifetime, and I really felt I couldn't turn it down.
Well, I'm sad to see you go, Linda. But I do wish you all the best in your new career.
Thanks, Brian. Your understanding and support mean a lot to me. I won't be leaving right away. This is my 2 weeks' notice.